This Mixed Sunday Morning Podcast is presented by Robo Motors in Sylacauga, Alabama. Well known for quality pre-owned automobiles, RVs, boats, and motorcycles, and by Sylacauga Handicapped, the area's premier source of handicapped mobility and motoring equipment. Listen to the full show from 8 to 11 a.m. on Sundays on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix1065Radio.com, the Mix 106.5 mobile apps, and the Mix 106.5 skill on Amazon's Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama. Every week, we feature encouraging stories and have a great conversation with guests about their faith. Welcome to Mixed Sunday Morning for the week of August 25th, 2024. I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host. Joining me this week, I don't have the words for it. Even my guest won't even understand it. How much he, his group, meant to me in a time of my life where truly God just put them there through music. And that is why I'm here today doing music, doing fixing to be Rock the Flock Radio. This is one of the building blocks of my life. Mr. Mike Stand, how are you doing?
Greg, I'm doing all right. I'm kicking along by the grace of God. Good to be here today. Really, honestly, it is. Thank you. That's a very gracious introduction, and that's pretty cool. Thank you.
Well, we moved around a lot growing up. And there were times in my life that we didn't have a lot, and I'm not going to get into all of that, but what I did have, I had a good group of friends that were in the youth group at church, and one of the girls, and I'm going to say her name right now, Kelly Winborn, went to your concert way back in, I think it was 1985. In Houston, and brought me back a Gut Level Music vinyl record. I was able to get a cassette tape, and I played it and played it and played it because God allowed that music to protect me in a time of my life where I could have been vulnerable. Satan could have walked in and told me, you know, how bad it was for me. Greg, you need to do this, do that. But no, God allowed you guys, Mr. Mike, to protect me. And it is why I love Christian music. It is why I do what I do now. So God bless you.
Well, that's quite a testimony. Well, you mentioned Gut Level Music. It's interesting because when we were done with that record, when we had listened to the playback of it, I knew we had something special. I turned to the guys and I said, this record has got some real life in it. I don't know what God's going to do with it. I don't know where it's going to land, but this is very special, and we need to recognize what the Lord has done here and the work he's done through us. And here I am. How many years ago was Gut Level Music released? 38?
My goodness.
40? Yeah. 38. Wow. 38 years ago? Almost 40. And I never would have thought I would be here talking about that record or any of my music, really. And that's the honest truth. I didn't know I had that in me to write songs and be a front man and to sing. It's something I never thought I had, but God showed me that that was something I was supposed to do. A lot by default.
Yes, sir.
But it was. It was nothing I was seeking. We were looking for lead singers and songwriters and people to be the front men, a front man, and it wound up being me that had to fill those spots.
Isn't it cool how God works that way? I listened to, I guess, some of your testimony about that, and you're looking for somebody to be a kind of a speaker, like you said, the leader, to be able to share the Lord and preach a little bit, and it became you.
Yeah, I had no idea. I'm like, I'm not talking in front of people. I can't. I'm not a lead singer. I can't songwrite. And then we couldn't find anybody. And I'm like, well, no one wants to sing. Okay, I'll sing. All right. Anybody want to talk and say something? Okay, I'll talk. Okay, we need our own songs. Okay, I'll write them. And that's, I mean, it wasn't like, it's just, I kind of fell into it. It just wound up, I was the guy that did that. That was my part. You know, but everybody else, you know, Jeff Crandall on drums, he was so important. Steve Panier, Rick Alba, and later on Mark Robertson. You know, we were a band. We weren't, it wasn't Mike and company. We were a group. We were in it together. We were a band of brothers. If I didn't have them having my back, I couldn't have done it. I'll tell you that right now. No doubt about that.
Well, that's cool. I tell you what, we're going to dive a little bit more into that in just a minute. We'll be back with Mr. Mike Stand right here on Mix Sunday Morning. It's Mix Sunday Morning. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for joining me and my special guest, Mr. Mike Stand of the Altar Boys. If you don't know who the Altar Boys are, let's take a step back and find out who is Mike Stand.
Well, Greg, first of all, I am a follower of the Carpenter from Nazareth. Sometimes not the most faithful follower, but a follower nonetheless.
That's deep. Right? That's deep right there.
My change of heart came about around 1980 when I decided to follow Jesus. There wasn't a particular event or awakening or crisis in my life. And I've been going to church with my cousins for a few years prior. And basically I'd come out of a horrible relationship, but started dating my wife, currently 40 years, wife Nancy, in 1979. Things were going okay, but I just realized I needed to do this. It hasn't been easy for me to follow Jesus, as many of you know. The longer I live, the more I realize how real it is. Mm-hmm. So with that, you know, I was born in Orange, California, raised in Fullerton, California, the home of Fender Musical Instruments, I might add, by my single mom. And I lived with my grandparents back and forth with my mom. My dad passed away when I was 6, really young. I have 3 brothers. Now, my younger brother, Kevin, who later played drums for the Lifesavers, you know, he was the one that really kind of helped me out quite a bit with getting the Altar Boy started, just seeing what he was doing musically and where he was. And he was an inspiration to me. Your younger brother, you know, mm-hmm. That doesn't happen to much younger brothers, so I was very impressed by him. I had 2 older brothers, were all musicians. I attended all Fullerton schools, and except for parts of junior high and parts of high school, I had an okay childhood. You know, junior high was always kind of tough. Played guitar, ran cross country and track. I participated in all of my school's music programs. I went to Arizona State for a while, which wasn't a good idea. Don't send your kids to Arizona State.
A sun devil.
Fullerton College, Santa Barbara College.
My what? Goodness, a sun devil.
Yeah, for 1 year and I couldn't take it. I got married in 84. I finished college about 1994 and went on to get 2 teaching credentials in classroom teaching and music. And I've been teaching in Santa Ana Unified music for about 30 years now. So I have 2 kids, my daughter Camden and my son Keith, who is involved in music. He won a Grammy a few years back for helping with John Legend's record. And I have a granddaughter named Juliet. Wonderful little granddaughter. Aren't they all wonderful?
They are. Yes, sir. I have 4 of them.
Wow. There you go.
Yes, sir. Yes. I didn't think you could, how much we love our kids.
Yeah.
And then when grandchildren come, it's just something different about it.
It's different. It is different. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. What that dynamic, why it's different. Maybe because we're maybe a little older and less stressed out. Maybe. I don't know.
that's gotta be
part of it. Or, you know. Part of it is to kind of relive with our children or our grandkids, and we remember, it takes us back to different, hopefully good time for most of us. I mean, raising my kids was probably the best years of my life in so many ways.
Well, it was really cool to get on your YouTube channel, and I was scrolling back on some videos to see you and your son playing together.
Yeah.
That was pretty neat.
Yeah, I don't see him as much right now because he's so busy. He drives back and forth from Orange County, L.A., which is 100 miles round trip, into Los Angeles, through Los Angeles into Sherman Oaks, into the studio where he works. And, you know, he's got a family now, and I totally understand that. I said, Dad, I'm so sorry, I can't see as much. I said, Keith, you focus on God, your family, and your job. I'm here whenever you need me. And I am. If he texts me or calls me, I'm there, whatever he needs me to do.
Amen. I tell you what, I would love the opportunity if I'd love to get him on a guest on the show.
He's a great kid.
Yes, sir. I'd like to hear the different perspective.
He's hugely talented. I have measured talent. He's got a bigger talent pool to pull from. I just work a little harder than him. That's all right now. He's still learning the work ethic. So, you know, that can take a while.
We're old school. We are
old school.
We did it the hard way.
Yes, we did. And I still do it the hard
That's
way.
That's right. I'm still that way. I told you what happened today. You know, when somebody still tells me you can't do it, you know, I'm not going to say, hey, it's hot. I'm not. No, I'm going to do it better.
Yes. I still do brakes on my car. I do the brakes. Work as much as I can on. Yep. I don't like it, but I do it because I can and it needs to get done.
That's right. Well, I tell you, when we come back, I'd like to talk a little bit about your music.
Okay.
We'll be back with Mike Stan on Mix Sunday Morning. It's Mix Sunday Morning. Thank you for tuning in. If you're listening to Mix 106.5, Alabama's best mix, or if you're listening on the podcast, I know you're sitting back and you are enjoying this morning or afternoon, whenever it is, because my special guest is Mr. Mike Stand of the Altar Boys. Mike, you blessed us with being able to go back and kind of explain who you are and how all of this began. Now I'd like to get into your music. That you have a lot of music. So I'm just gonna
a lot of music.
I'm gonna throw it out there. What was your favorite song? And then the second part of that question, what was your favorite song to perform?
Okay, my favorite song from the Altar Boys?
Yes, sir.
Well, put me on the spot there. I think probably the song Heart Lost in Nowhere from Against the Grain. Just off the top of my head, I'm measuring because we got Your Love, we got You Found Me. You know, we've got Life Begins at the Cross, got a little music.
That's my favorite.
Those were all really
enjoyable. Life Begins at the Cross.
Heart Lost in Nowhere, and also You Found Me. I think You Found Me too, because it was people just that song meant so much to people. And even when I wrote it, I wrote it in 20 minutes. The original idea was to write a song that was kind of, I was like, okay, you know, sometimes when you're songwriting, you start, okay, what do I want to do today? You're not sure. Sometimes you have a scripture. Sometimes God lays something in your heart. Sometimes you just say, it's time to write something. Where do I start? And at that point for You Found Me, I never forget, I was sitting Sunday night. I don't remember the month. I remember it was a Sunday night, and I was in my chair and where I was running a house on the second floor, looking out the window, and I came up with You Found Me in about 20 minutes, like I said. I just writing a song kind of like you two, the best I could. Mm-hmm. And it all just kind of came out. Thought that I was a goner. All the chords came out, the structure came out. I took it to the guys that week in practice, and they said, "This is really good, Mike." And that song was kind of a turning point for me in more personalizing my lyrics. Just a little different nuance to that song than the other songs that I had written. You know, I'm Into God, which were all good and great and all right. And, you know, When You're a Rebel, all those great anthems, You Found Me was something special. And it connected with people in a way that really encouraged and blessed them. And that was great to see, because that's what you know, as an artist, for me, as a ministry of music and sharing the good news of Christ, and I want to connect with my audience and with the people, and I want to see that. And with You Found Me, every single time that happens, do I think it's my best song? Not necessarily, but it's one that means a lot to people. And if it means a lot to people, that means a lot to me.
Okay, now what was your favorite song to perform on stage?
Well, I think I answered that, didn't I?
Okay, so that's it.
You Found Me. I did say Heart Lost and Nowhere, but I think it's You Found Me because of the connection it made with people.
Okay.
You know, and that to me is more important than what for me was personally satisfying, because that's what I wanted to see as an artist, as who I am, as Mike Stan, as something that's important in the ministry. And I see in the life of Christ, He wanted to connect with people and wanted to share the good news and make sure they got that. And we do that, I think, through You Found Me, perhaps more consistently than any of our songs, for whatever reason. And I'm blessed by that.
And that song was on your first album.
On the first record and GLM, we re-recorded it. We felt that we hadn't done it justice on the first album. I mean, that first album was rushed. GLM was kind of rushed, but we had a little more time to kind of go through the song and perfect some things. And we felt that song needed, it was fair to do it one more time and do it a little bit better, and because it was such a good song, an important song.
And for people who are listening, they say, what's GLM? That's Gut Level Music.
Yes.
And that's cool, because it does. It hits you every song. I was on YouTube the other night, and I kept going down next when it was just playing. And each one of them, it does. It's like a smack in the gut, because it is it's almost like a sermon smacking you in every song.
It is. And I noticed that, as I mentioned earlier in our interview, when we were done listening to the playback and just making sure all of the mixes were what we wanted, and just the final playback, when I was done, I just went, wow, we have something really, really special here. I recognize that right away. I don't know what God's going to do with it. I can't tell how successful it's going to be or what it's, but I know I felt good about it. Like I hadn't felt necessarily about the other two, although the other two were good. That one, I went, okay, we took a step up here. This is something very, very unique, and I think people are going to connect with it. I didn't realize how much they connected with it. Like I said, here I am 40 years later talking about this record. Talking about the Altar Boys.
Yes, sir.
And
it's cool how God still moves, and it's crazy. He we don't worry about yesterday. He handles that. But it's amazing how He will take things from the past and use it for His glory today.
Amen. In ways that we don't understand or didn't see coming.
Correct. Well, I'll tell you what, we'll be right back with Mr. Mike Stand right here on Mix Sunday Morning. It's Mix Sunday Morning. Joining me over Zoom from the big state of California, Mr. Mike Stand. Mike, we've talked about a lot in this interview, but what I like to, again, I like to peel back a little bit. We can go out and we can perform. We can go out and we can speak in the name of the Lord. But there's one thing that grounds us with the Lord, and that's His Word. And this is, I know this is a big question, but, and I don't want to put you on the spot.
All right.
What verse or verses kind of stuck with you? And I'm not just saying altar boys. You know, like you said, you have a family. You have two kids. You have a grandchild now. What scripture or part of the Bible has kind of stuck with you over the years?
Well, this may be, some may think, well, that's by default or whatever, but I keep on going back to Matthew 5 through 7, the Sermon on the Mount.
Mm.
You know, being a follower of Christ for so many years and trying to stick close to His Word, I've just found I just go back to that time and time again. You know, I sit down for my study time. I say, you know what? I just want to go back to Sermon on the Mount. And I read that. And every time I get something different out of it. I've written several songs recently from the Sermon on the Mount. There's a song at the very end. In fact, that's at the very last part of verse 7 where it talks about building your house on the rock.
Mm-hmm.
And on our latest Altabilities record, I wrote a song called Where Did You Build? And then in fact, a few verses before that in Matthew 7 where Jesus talks about the gate is narrow and the road is wide, I wrote a song called You Can't Look Up When You're Looking Down. And one of the verses is, well, the gate is narrow and the road is wide. Don't you be moving from side to side. Well, all right, keep your eyes on the path and follow the line. So I go back to Matthew 7, the Sermon on the Mount that has so much there. In fact, one of my, I don't know if your listeners out there know a lot about the, well, I don't want to call the series Chosen, which I really enjoy watching about the life of Jesus and His followers. And there are some liberties to it, but one of the parts they did where He talks about the Sermon on the Mount, where they actually show what might have happened.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, yeah, this is great. So for me, it comes to that, and I really do stick a lot with the Proverbs. I mean, even if you weren't a follower of Christ, even if you weren't a Christian, but you went by these different ethics and guidelines in both Proverbs and Matthew, you'd have a little better life.
You would.
That's the you would. Even if you weren't, I mean, life's hard enough as it is, no guarantees, but even if you stuck to, you know, following on the things that the guidelines and Proverbs, you could glean a lot, and people's lives would be a lot better even if they did that, you know?
Well, I'm going to tell you what's really crazy about this and how God works. You're on this show because of what you did in my life in the past, but God allowed something to happen. You talked about the Sermon on the Mount and in Matthew, and we talked off air about Rock the Flock Radio and that, what that's fixing to do. Well, the verse for Rock the Flock is Matthew 16:18. And it's upon this rock I will build my church.
Well, there you go.
Look at there. And you can't make this stuff up.
You can't make it up. No, you can't make it up. No. Wow, I didn't know that. I think I saw it, but it just didn't etch my mind necessarily. That's wild.
That's
incredible.
It is. Yes, sir. So that means you're gonna have to be a part of it.
Well, I'm here.
You just enlisted yourself by default again.
Thank you, brother.
Well, all right. I tell you what, we'll come back. We got one more segment with Mr. Mike Stand right here on Mix Sunday Morning. Now it's time to sit back and buckle in, because typically you won't hear a song on Mix Sunday Morning like this. But this song and the songs on this record helped protect me. And my guest, Mike Stand, the lead singer of Altar Boys, as he mentioned, I asked him his favorite song, And it came down to this one. So sit back and enjoy it as I have for many years. It's You Found Me by the Altar Boys. That's the Altar Boys, and You Found Me right here on Mix Sunday Morning. We'll get back to the normal music you're used to listening to, but that song touched my life back in 1985, and lead singer Mike Stand. We have one more segment with Mike, and you won't want to miss that. It's Mix Sunday Morning. It's Mix Sunday Morning, and thank you again for tuning in. Thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting the show. Thank you for all your kind comments. It means a lot to me. When I say God bless you, I don't take that lightly. God bless all of you. And God bless my guest today, Mr. Mike Stand. Mike, before we wrap up the show, can I say a prayer?
Okay. Yeah. Yes.
Heavenly Father, I come to you, Lord, and I thank you. I thank you for a gentleman that doesn't even know me, that meant so much to me, Lord, that you allowed him to impact my life. Thank you for that. I ask you to continue to bless Mike, to bless his family, to bless his kids, to bless his grandchildren. God, that you will continue to blaze that path, that you will wrap your arms around him, that you will guide and protect him. You will send guardian angels and the legions of angels to watch after that family. And Heavenly Father, continue to bless Mike's steps for the rest of the days of his life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, brother. I appreciate that.
No, thank
Good
you.
Prayer.
Thank
Good
you
prayer.
For thank you for taking the time to get on an interview for this little guy all the way in Alabama.
There's no little people in the kingdom of God, man. There are none. We're all support each other. It's all for the good, for the cause, and in God's will and God's name that we do it.
Amen. Well, I did have one thing to ask you, if I can be allowed to do it.
Depends what it is. No, go ahead. Sure.
Well, normally in my old Rock the Flock show, I always ended the show with DC Talk, Jesus Freak. That was just the song.
Okay.
But this is going to be different.
All right.
And there's no other song that I could pick then Life Begins at the Cross. That if I could play that song, it would be the song that finishes the show of all these independent Christian artists. And because that's what it is. I mean, it doesn't matter what we all do, because our life began at the cross. Our eternity, our sin was forgiven. It's powerful.
It is a powerful song. That's one that Rick brought in. Rick Alba wrote that. And I remember when he bring it in and we just went, wow. And that's what Rick did. I wrote a lot, but then Rick would bring in these little jewels of a song. Does God's Heart Cry? And then he brought that in for Gut Level Music and started bringing more in for Against the Grain and Forever Mercy. But that particular song was huge. You know, I put my little spin on it and worked out the intros and some things, but it really was his song. And yeah, what a song it is. It really says it all, doesn't it?
It
life
does.
Does begin at the cross. That's where our new life begins and our eternal life begins. And we really come to meet God on his terms.
Amen. Well, thank you again for coming on to the show. You've blessed me. I know you've blessed our listeners. And I'll just sit back in amazement at what God does. And
every day around this earth, it's amazing.
So have a great afternoon. It's a pleasure to meet you. I mean, it is an honor to be able to meet you today.
Thank you. And to the interview, folks, he didn't call me sir, and I appreciate that.
I bit my tongue.
I know it's Southern hospitality and respect, but he called me Mike.
Look
Mike
at there.
Stanton, I love it.
Well,
thank you, brother.
Thank you. Have a great day. Mr. Mike Stanton on Mix Sunday. Thanks for listening. If you like what you've heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday morning from 8 to 11 on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix1065radio.com, the Mix106.5 mobile apps, or the Mix106.5 skill on Amazon's Alexa-enabled smart speakers. I'm Greg Wyckoff, and this program is a product of Radio Alabama.